You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. Expanding two decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now, from the studios of Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5, here is your host, Saul Mejia.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in once again. Welcome to another episode of Business This Week on KROJ 101.5 FM in Panorama City, California, 91402. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Today we will be having Mr. Dustin Ferguson, director, producer, and pretty much anything related to horror film. It is October 31st, aka Halloween, so we decided today to bring Mr. Dustin Ferguson as our guest. He will be talking to us about his career, his accomplishments, and some of the things that he's working on currently. Don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Yeah.
And we are back, and today we have with us Dustin Ferguson, director of more than 100 films. I had the honor to meet Mr. Ferguson about a year and a half, give or take, something like that. And ever since then, I have had the opportunity to actually work with him as a producer, executive producer, location manager, and multiple roles in film. And so far, we worked together in about a dozen films. Mr. Dustin Ferguson never sleeps. He just continues to work and do what he loves to do, which is creating horror films. He does pretty much one film per month. It is a great honor or pleasure to actually have him here today to tell us a little bit about his career and his accomplishment. So welcome, Mr. Dustin Ferguson. Please say hello to the San Fernando Valley.
Hey, San Fernando Valley. How are you doing? Dustin Ferguson here.
So tell us, Dustin, how did you begin your career in the film industry?
Well, basically, you know, I grew up a fan of horror movies, and I always knew that I wanted to make them when I grew up. And so I kind of got into editing, actually, as a hobby in my early 20s. And I had done some editing projects online. And I was actually discovered by a guy named John Kleiza in Australia, who had the rights to Sleepaway Camp Part 4. And he was looking for an editor to edit the film together. And he was aware of my stuff and a fan of what I had done. And so he reached out to me. And that was the first gig, official gig I got, was editing that. And that kind of broke me onto the scene. And then about 2 years later, in 2010, he produced my first movie, which was Terror of Black Tree Forest.
How old were you when you began your career?
So that would have been, the first thing I did was in 2006. So I guess I would have been 24 when I shot the first thing I ever did.
Back in the 1600s, when I was young, about 20 years ago, actually, I used to work in a Hollywood video store. It was probably the worst job I ever had in my entire life, but also probably one of the most fans. And I know that I read somewhere that you used to own a video store. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. It's interesting because when I first got out of high school, I was trying to decide what I wanted to go to college for. And I, at the time, was convinced, because this was, I graduated in 2001 from high school. And so I decided that I wanted to open a video store. And so when I got to school, that was about the same time that they were starting to go out of business, because it was the early 2000s and digital was kind of taking over. And so I had already gone through school and got my business management degree, and I didn't really know what to do with it. I didn't want to open a business that was going to fail. So I ended up, you know, working at different restaurants and pizza places just as a manager, and then I started directing on the side. But then in 2017, everything kind of came full circle, because video collecting had become like a thing again on the internet. And it was kind of like a niche market the way record stores were. And so I took a chance and I opened up a video store in Lincoln called Old School Video. And we opened on January 1st in 2017. And I actually only had it for about 11 months, because that was when I ended up selling the store to one of my regular customers, Mike Reed, who wrote the script for Nemesis 5 and Robo-Woman. I sold it to him so that I could move out to California and pursue my career.
Now, one of the things that I actually did enjoy while working at Hollywood Video is that they didn't charge us to rent videos. So I used to go watch all the major films on the movie theaters, but I used to rent those VHS tapes and those DVDs, you know, of cheesy, really, really cheesy movies. I used to rent those at Hollywood Video because we didn't get charged. So I got the chance to watch a whole bunch of cheesy movies. Now, forward 20 years, and thanks to Dustin Ferguson, I had the opportunity to actually be a producer for a film documentary, which is called Direct to Video. And I think it's going to be a huge success. It's going to be released pretty soon on DVD, so make sure that you guys check it out. I believe it's streaming nowadays, but it's an excellent film, and I think it's hilarious. It's actually, the film is about actually making fun of those cheesy movies that I used to watch, and it's pretty funny to be able to look back, and these are the movies that I used to watch, and now have the opportunity to actually work in a film about making fun of those cheesy movies and meet some of the actors, meet some of the people that were part of these films. I think it's going to be a great success. But tell us, Dustin, did you get the chance to actually watch some of those cheesy films back in those days?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those were the films of my era that I grew up on. And like you mentioned, Hollywood Video, they were all over the place in Nebraska. That's where I rented a lot of those movies and discovered a lot of that stuff. So it's definitely, like you said, it's very much in my blood.
So you're not originally from California, correct?
Yeah. I was born in Kansas and moved to Nebraska when I was really young, and grew up in Lincoln, Nebraska. and was there until about 3 years ago. I just moved out to California in 2017 on Thanksgiving.
And with that, we're going to go to a musical break. But when we come back, Mr. Justin Ferguson will be telling us a little bit about the struggles that he had to endure in order to make it to the top.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. And we're back, and today we have with us Mr. Justin Ferguson, master of horror, director of more than 100 films. So tell us, Dustin, what were some of the struggles that you had to endure in order to make it to the top?
Well, I think, you know, kind of like when you started anything, it was a learning curve for me. Like, I didn't know anything about operating a camera, and I kind of had to teach myself how to edit. And so that was definitely my first challenge. And then kind of getting people to believe in you and being willing to participate, you know, when you're first starting out, because you don't have any money and you don't have any experience and you're just learning. And so, you know, the first couple of years, I think, are the most difficult. where you just spend kind of, you know, using your friends and family and shooting at your work and places like that and kind of getting started. And then after that, I would say kind of the main challenge is just getting accepted, you know, as a legit director. Like, once my work got out there and started getting seen by the masses and kind of getting accepted as like legit films that I'm making.
And can you tell us who were some of the people that helped you when you were beginning your career?
Well, I would say that initially, the Joyo Theater in Lincoln, Nebraska, they took a chance and they showed my movies for the first time on the big screen so that I could show them to an audience. So definitely them. John Pliza, who was the one who gave me my break in editing. And then more recently, definitely Joe Williamson, who you know as well. He has been a huge help to me since I moved out to California. He's kind of, you know, he's taken over as my manager, and he's been a real big help as far as helping me out with locations and producing and getting, you know, big name actors like Mel Novak and Donnelly Heising involved. So he's definitely someone I owe a lot to now.
And with that, we got to go to another musical break, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, Mr. Dustin Ferguson will be talking to us about when did he felt that he had reached the top or when he knew there would be hope for his career.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
us across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
And we are back, and today we have on the line Mr. Dustin Ferguson, director of more than 100 films. So tell us, Dustin, when was the time that you felt that you would have hope on your career or that you had succeeded?
I think that when I moved here, you know, like I was filming Nemesis 5 in Nebraska, and it was like the middle of 2017. And I just kind of had an epiphany while I was standing on set one day. And I was like, you know, what am I doing here? Like, this is my 50th movie, and you can only go so far in the Midwest. You know, there's not really anywhere to advance to. And I was like, after this, what am I going to do? Just make another movie? Like, I want to pursue this full time. I'm going to have to go where I can go and make it a career. And so I decided at that point that I was going to move to California and pursue it full time. So I would say that that's pretty much when it happened, when I made the choice to come out and make it my life.
And how many films would you say you have directed so far?
At this point, I have around 107 movies I've directed.
And with that, we're going to go to another musical break. I know you guys are enjoying this music, so I can't be talking for too long. But when we come back, Dustin Ferguson is going to be telling us why did he choose horror, why did he choose to specifically focus on making horror films. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Oh, my darling, I've hungered for your touch along lonely time, and time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. All you still more. Speed your love to
oh, my love,
We are back. Today we have with us Mr. Dustin Ferguson, director of more than 100 films. Can you please, Dustin, tell us, why did you specifically choose to do horror films?
Well, mostly just because I'm a fan. You know, like when I was younger watching those types of movies, I kind of was there when things changed, when Scream came out, and then the types of movies that were being made in the horror genre were different. And I always said, you know, I want to keep something alive. There's something that's missing now from horror that's changed that no one's doing. And so I sort of just started making movies that I would want to watch. And my initial movies I made, I didn't even release. Like, I made them just for me. I didn't intend on showing them to anybody. And then I had a few friends that encouraged me to show them to other people, and eventually at that Joyo Theater and screen them. And then I sold copies out of the trunk of my car in the parking lot. And so it was sort of like, it just grew from being a fan and sort of, I guess, being forced to, you know, put my work out there, because initially I didn't plan to. Like I said, I wasn't really in this to be famous initially or make a lot of money. I wanted the type of thing I grew up, you know, with to be alive again. And I think that it's spawned into different genres since then. Like, you know, I've done science fiction and documentaries, obviously, and I've done a comedy and a few other things, but I do always kind of go back to horror because I think it's just a lot of fun. You know, it evokes something special when you watch it. It's not like any other type of genre, and I just really enjoy making them because we always have a lot of fun on set.
And what advice would you give to someone who's getting started in a career in the film industry?
Just to never give up, because that's the biggest challenge. I think that it's really hard work, and especially in the beginning, you're going to get bad reviews or people that don't accept your work, and it's very discouraging. And when you're first putting yourself out there, it's easy to feel hurt by, you know, the bad words and what people are saying, and you just can never give up. Like, you only succeed when you keep going. Like, the more you do, the more you succeed. Like, had I given up, you know, back 15 years ago when I got my first bad review, I wouldn't be 100 movies later living in California, you know? And so I think that anybody that wants to do this just has to always push forward and never give up.
Absolutely. And with that, we're going to go to another musical break, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, Mr. Dustin Ferguson will be telling us what he's working on right now, which are his latest projects, and about his current award ceremony that he just had yesterday.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? Children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys, and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones, I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? The hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! They're gathering around, hearing story, roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer! And who would ever think? And why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile on everyone. So now correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like fun, this looks like fun. Oh, could it be I got my wish? What's this? Oh my, what now? The children are asleep. But look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or ensnare them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? The monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feeling all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies are absolute. The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh I want it, oh I want it for my own. I've got to know, it is this place that I am found. What is this? Christmas Town?
Okay, and we're back. So Mr. Dustin Ferguson, tell us, what's new and what's going on in Dustin Ferguson's world right now?
Okay, yeah. We just celebrated our first award ceremony. It was called the SCS Entertainment Cropsey's Cadaver Awards. And it was sort of my way of recognizing everyone that works for me and works so hard and has for over the last year, because anybody who watches my films or is familiar with what I do knows that we have a lot of the same cast and crew between all the projects. And they're always dedicating so much time and working so hard for me. And I wanted to create something that really shows my recognition by allowing them to be fan voted for awards. People that are fans of the films that we do and follow everybody that they could vote. And so we had a series of ballots go out and the fans voted, and we celebrated the awards just the other night, which you can now watch. It's a replay on my Facebook page, so anybody can access it now. And it was something we had a lot of fun doing, and we plan to do it again every year. And so the one we did this year celebrated the movies from 2019, and so the one we do next year will celebrate everything we did this year.
We understand Mr. Dustin Ferguson is a very busy person, so we're going to let him go and continue to do what he does, which is films. So we just want to take a couple of minutes to say thank you so much for your time, and thank you for being here today with us. We truly appreciate it, and we wish you happy holidays, and we look forward to see you soon. We look forward to continue to work with you.
It was an honor to thank you so much. It was an honor to be on the show.
You're very welcome, and we'll be talking to you pretty soon. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find out more information about Dustin Ferguson and his company, SCS Entertainment, on Facebook and also on his official webpage. We're going to put a link somewhere in all social media so you guys can have access to that.
Thank you.
And bye. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't forget, the next week, we're going to have with us Ms. Frances Prado. Ms. Frances Prado is one of the very few Latina inventors that own a patent. Ms. Frances Prado is the CEO of Angeles Beautiful Clever Creations, LLC. She has also been a production manager for Costco for more than 25 years. She's an inventor, entrepreneur, and a businesswoman. You do not want to miss this inspirational story, and we'll be having her next week up here in our show, Businesses Week. So don't go anywhere. We continue to play some of the hits for Halloween. By the way, the first song that you heard at the beginning of the show, it's from the soundtrack for a movie called Moon of the Bloodbeast, directed by Dustin Ferguson. So I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll be back next week, but don't go anywhere, we still got some more music to play. Have a wonderful day.
Can you imagine a product that allows you to organize and protect and show off your beautiful treasures? That's what Hanging Secret does. It allows you to keep your bras intact.
I feel very honored and very excited, and we're looking forward to a great opportunity with HSN.
What's very unique are the hard plastic that protects the bras. You're able to put 3 to 4 depending on your bra size.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a back pocket for matching panties. This is the 101 for intimate apparel.
But it's a good travel item.
Yes, it is.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It aligned us, and it provided the resources that we need as inventors and entrepreneurs all in one area.
Thank you very much for this grand opportunity.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Congratulations. You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Thank you.